We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We learned on yesterday's blat that there's a makar for asei doichelois asa. From that you're allowed to put klayim on tzitzis. Now, how do you know you're allowed to put klayim on tzitzis? So Gemara said we darshan from smuchim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Mishnah Torah you darshan smuchim, which means if there's two psukim next to each other, you could darshan one to another. And here it says Shatnis next to Gedilim Taselach teaches us that tzitzis is allowed to be made kalayim. And that's Aseh. The Aseh of tzitzis is Deichel Lois Aseh of kalayim. Now the Gemara said, why do you darshan smuchim according to Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Torah down in another place? And the Gemara said, because it's either mufni or muchach. And what does mufni mean? There's extra. And the Gemara came out Lamaisa, why? What's extra? The words semer upishdim, wool and linen that it says in the parash of kalayim, those words are extra, teaching us that you could darshan smuchim because you have extra words, sema upishtin. Why is it extra? Because Rabbi Shmuel, Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, hold that the word beged always means sema upishtin. So once it says in the pasuk, u beged kalayim shatnis loyal elecha, we know we're talking about sema upishtin. So why have to repeat over in Sefer Devarim in Parashas Kesetze, sema upishtin? It must be lafnuye, that's the cheshbon. So Gemara asks, Tainuch Tanur Rabbi Shmuel holds every time it says beged, it means sema pishtin, so therefore sema pishtin is extra. But the Rabbanon, who don't hold that every time it says beged, it means sema pishtin, so menalu, how do you know that it's extra sema pishtin? So Taisus points out that you could have said very simple, the Rabbanon don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon hold you always darshan smuchim, you don't need muchach or mufna. But Taisus says, we want to answer even if Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to have mufni or muchach. And here, you want to darshan a case where it's possible to have mufna, so we're asking, where is your drasha that you have, asei dechaloi sasa, if you have to have a drasha that's extra. So we're going to try a new drasha to teach us that asei dechaloi sasa. So Gemara says, nafkulum roisha, learn from the pasuk, the extra word roisha that says by mitzayra. Part of the tahara process of a mitzayra, it says in the pasuk, v'hayavim ha-shvi'i, you got leich as kol sarai, on the seventh day, He shaves off all his hair, and it says all the hair, and then it says it's roishay v'zekonev v'zgabes einov. And the question is, why do you have to repeat over roishay? Why do you have to repeat over roishay? You already said galach has kol sa'ari, all his hair. So roishay is extra, teaching us what matam alayim l'pishin emar. Since we know there's it's in the Torah called hakafas haroish, to shave off your pace. Le'sekifu pas roishachem, to take off your pace, and I'll shave off your pace with a razor. Shemani, after Mitzayra came, maybe Mitzayra also should not cut off his payas, even when he's shaving all his hair, because there's an Issa Lav of Hakafas HaRosh, Tamalayma HaRosh, different extra word Rosh, it teaches us that a Mitzayra is allowed to shave his whole head, even though he's over payas. I can tell me, maybe if you shave the entire head, it's not called an Issa payas. No, this Vadim holds, because Sov HaItana, Hakafas HaRosh, Ma HaKafah. If you shave your entire head, it's called HaKafah. And still, we dash in the pasuk that Mitzayra is allowed to do this. So what do you see? Asei doichel leisasa. There's the issel leisakifus pas roishchem. Come the asei of mitzayra and says that supersedes the lav of leisakifu. So here will be a makar according to Rabbanon of asei doichel leisasa. So Gemara asks, ikel mifrach mal lav da hakafa shekain lav shein a shav of a kol. You can't learn out here to asei doichel leisasa kol tarikulov because this lav is a weaker lav. It's a shvacher lav. Leisakifu pas roishchem is not a strong lab. Why? Because it's not shav of a koil, it's not for gans klai yishol. Ladies are not mechuyiv in hakafa, in the issa hakafa. Therefore, it's not a strong lab. Maybe daf gadir, I say doich aloi sasa. Agav, there's a shvera Rashi here, where Rashi brings down that this tana holds, I say doich aloi sasa, is the makar, so Rashi fears ois, and he says, and that's, now we know why you need a pasuk of aleha to asa ervant yibum, because we have a makar that osa say dechalei sasas. You would think yibum should not get the lav of harayis, kamash v'olon, aleha that doesn't. But the kasha on Rashi in Mechasinuch asks, what are you talking about? It's a lav shesh pekaris. It's not a right from here that I say is dechalei sasas shesh pekaris. We still have to come back to that in the Gemara later on. So Rashi is a little bit shverlach. But al kaponim, what our Gemara is saying is like this, that we need a makar fasi dechalei sasas. Remember I said, the makar is from Mitzayra, where he says, no, it's not a raya, because that's a weaker lav. That lav is not Shav Mikhail. Ella, we'll try a different drasha. Ask him as a kanai. In the same pasuk, it says also you shave your hair, and it shaves also your beard. The time to the braisa. Zekanai, why does it say Zekanai by Mitzayra? Matam aloyim alafishin emar, because it says a pasuk by Kahanim, which this halach is also by Israelim, but the Gemara picked this pasuk from Kahanim, which says the pasuk, "Ufahas zekonam lo yigalechu." You're not allowed to shave off your beard. It's an issur lav to shave your beard with a razor. Shemayan he af koyim mitzayra kain. What about a koyim who has his issur to shave his beard? He's a mitzayra. Is he allowed to shave off his beard? Tamalem is a koni. The pasuk of mitzayra says that you cut off all your hair as roish shave as a koni, even their beard. And so you see, I say dechaloisa. So you see the asay of mitzayra is dechaloisa of loy of fast as a koni of loy galechu. You shouldn't shave off your beard. I can tell me it's also it's still a lav in a shav of a koil because ladies don't have a din on beards. Even Lady Hokahenes, there's no thing to shave off their beard. But we already have a makar that I say is doicha loy sasa she'ina shava b'koil, a weak loy sasa. So in the Indian, lav she'ina shava b'koil, to do Indian lav she'ina b'koil, it's an Indian. Indian means if you have an extra drasha that tells you that I say doicha loy sasa, and we already know that I say is doicha loy sasa she'ina shava b'koil, so else the extra limud of asay doicha loy sasa, we'll learn out that even it's even doicha the loy sasa hashava b'koil. So that would be the makar according to the Rabbanim. But ask the Gemara of Akati Itzrich. No, maybe really it's only a lav she'ina shava koil that's the only thing I say knocks out. I can tell me you know that from Rosh already. No, Sagat Achamina Shani Kahanim Hoyav Ribahem Akos of Mitzvah Siseirois. I feel lav she'ina shava koil loydachi. Since you would say no, they need a special pasuk for Kahanim because maybe Kahanim since they have so many mitzvahs, even though it's a lav she'ina shava koil, it's a weak lav. Still, I say we're not knock it out. Therefore, you need this pasuk, so it's not extra. Kamashal and Adachi. So, at this point, we have two limudim. One limud teaches us that I say Deicha Lav She'ena Shava Koil, and one teaches us that I say Deicha Lav She'ena Shava B'Koil by Kahanim, which usually have more mitzvahs. But we still don't know that I say could be Deicha a regular lav. So, what's the makar according to Rabbanan? Like we said, Bishlam of Yitarev Shmal, the makar is from Tzitzis, and that lav of Kalayim is a Shava B'Koil. But here, what's the makar that I say Deicha Lai Sasa? There's a Tana who darshens the word Rosha different than the first Tana. First Tana learned that Rosha teaches us that even though there's an issa to cut off your payas, you still a matzara cuts off his hair. And this Braisa holds not like that, because this Braisa holds that HaKafas HaRosh is Loish Mahakafa. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk to tell you can shave your whole head, because it's not called HaKafa, it's not called issa payas. So what is the darshan from Rosha? What is the price of darshan from Rosha? The Tanya Rosha, Matam Aloyma, Alfisha Nemar, it says in the Pasik, Tar Loyavai Al Rosha. It says in the Pasik that a Nazir, it says, Kol Yimei Neder Nizrei, Tar Loyavai Al Rosha, Adam Loyza Yomim. You're not allowed to take it here, because it's actually a lav in Asay. The Asay says, Godol Gadel Pera Sar Rosha. You have to grow you here. You're not allowed to shave here, and you have to grow you here. So what happens if a nazir is a mitzayr? Fishing a matali of our roishah shmeni af mitzayr of a nazir kain tamaloyim a roishah. The pasuk says that even if he's a nazir, he still shaves his whole head. That's what Rosh is teaching us. So what do you see? The asay of mitzayr is doicher lois asay of nazir. So freiti gemara, no, but still, it's not a raya. Ikla mifrach, you know why nazir, the asay is doicher lois asay by nazir? Because on nazirus, you can make sha'ila. Shaila means you go to a bezdin, you go to a chacham, and you can be shoyl on your neder. The loch is a neder, you could get a heter for your neder, you give a pesach or a charata, and you can be shoyl on the neder. Nazir is a type of neder, and it's yesh to be shaila. It's a way to be matter. It makes it a weaker lav, because it's possible to be matter that neder. Ikla mifrach, mala nazir, mitzayra, shekain, yesh noi, b'shaila. And I'll bring you a raya that this is a good pirchot. Lo yitei mahachi. We know we have a cloud. Hold the kaimelon. They in asay doicha loy sasa va'asay. We have a cloud. Even though asay is doicha loy sasa, which means a positive mitzvah supersedes the loy sasa, the negative commandment, the loy sasa. Still, asay cannot be doicha loy sasa va'asay, because the two asays like they counteract each other. They basically they go against each other. And you have loy sasa, the tips of scales. So in asay doicha loy sasa va'asay. So, Ligmar Nazir, learn from Nazir, Wakadir, the Mitzayra could shave his hair. Ella, what are you going to say? That Mitzayra is different because the Lav and Asay of Nazir are weaker Lav and Asay. They're Yeshna Mishaila. Ella, Nazir, my time of Ligamina. Dikam Mifrach, Yeshna Mishaila. Hachinami, Ikam Mifrach, Yeshna Mishaila. There is no Raya whatsoever. Because it's bring a Raya that you have to say this Pircha, that Nazir is different, it's a weaker Lav, because there is a Lav Asay, and still Mitzayra knocks it out. So, Karchach, it's a weaker Lav. And what's the reason why it's weaker? Because yeshtay b'shaila, it's a way to matter that nether. It's a way to matter another. So now we're back to square one. We don't have a makar to say that I say the chalais as a kotei rabbanon, because we tried someone who's a fakafa sarayish. We said no, it's in lav and shav v'kol. We tried zikonoi, it's a lav and shav v'kol, and in this special the mekhanim. We tried now by nazir. We said no, by nazir. The reason why the mitzvah is daichel nazir is because it's yeshtay b'shaila. So we don't have a makar. So Gemara says, "Ela olam." Yeah, you learn the same pasuk. Ela olam mikra kama. Returning to the Hema base, Avada, we're talking about mikra kama, which is the pasuk of kelayim and tzitzis. And there it says it's mutter to hang kelayim. You could put on tzitzis of tzemer on a beged or pishton, and it's no problem. There's no problem with kelayim and tzitzis. I, how do you know, Taka? Because the smichas, I, you need a mufni. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what's mufni. Not that it's Tzemer Pishtim, that's not Mufti. You could go into Rabbanon, go according to Rabbanon and hold that you have to say Tzemer Pishtim because not every beggar can be Tzemer Pishtim. In Cain, I'll tell you what's extra. In Cain, let me cross Tzitzis, Tasalcha. Why is it Gedilim? Lomali. Why is it Lashon Gedilim? Shema Mina, Lafnuye. To teach us, Lafnuye, that's extra. Extra. It should use this word Tzitzis. Why does it change it to using the word Gedilim? That makes this extra, and therefore we know from the extra word that changes and calls it Gedilim. That's Shmamin Alafnuya to make this drasha that you have asay doicha lois asay. Pray to Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? I need Gedilim for something. I need Gedilim to tell us how many strings. Gedilim, l'shi'uro da'asa, l'rasha is l'minyan chutim. It's teaching us, usually shir doesn't mean that, but shir da'asa here means that how many chutim, how many strings you need. Because you dash like this. Gedil, anytime it says Gedil, it means shnayim, it means two. Gedil means like a rope. Rope is always at least two strings because you can't make a Gedil with less than two strings. So it means two, and it's a gedilim, is arba. It teaches you have four strings. I say gedil, you string it through the hole, and it hangs down, and two-thirds of it you tie, and the other third of it hangs down, and you have to know exactly, how do you know from here there's four strings, but how do you know you string it through the hole, and it hangs down? Tosfos really asks this question, how exactly do you know? But Rashi learns, it's all learned after the word gedilim. Vakaponim, what we do see from here is that gedilim is not extra. We need gedilim, it's a very integral part. We need gedilim, so it's back shver. Where is your extra words in our parasha? Zokti Gemara, Kain, Lema Kra. I'll tell you what's extra. We're looking again for extra words to make mufni to make the drasha of smuchin. In Kain, Lema Kra, let the pasuk say loy salbesh shatnis sema pishtin. Let the pasuk just say loy silbash shatnis sema pishtin. Why is it yachtov? Why is it yachtov? We know it's sema pishtin. Why is it yachtov lamali? Shmami no lafnu ye. That's extra. The word yachtov is extra. Freit the Gemara, vakatim eboyle l'toyche toykev shtet kifas chibur. V'tkicha az ene chibur. You know what I mean? The word yachtov teach us that only if you sew the thread in and back out is it called a chibur l'gavi klayim. But one thread going through one time is not a chibur. And as a machlokes rishonim, to what level is this? Some say that even when you take a shtei tchifas, you have to also tie it afterwards. And others hold, no, you don't have to tie it. And tkifa achas, that you tied both ends, that would also be a chibur, even though it's one tkifa. But upon you learn that from yachdav, that you need a tkifa, you need shtei tkifas. So it's not extra. We're saying it's extra, and therefore left new year, and therefore you have a right to darshan smuchim, to make asay de chalois asay. But we're saying that it's not extra. You need yachdav, teaches the din of shtei tkifas. So Gemara says, finally, why does he have to mention the word shatnes again? Lomali, shmamin alaf nuye, that the extra word is shatnes. Right, the Gemara, bakati meboyele, we need the word shatnes to teach us, ache shua tova venos. You need that to teach us the three characteristics of the threads, the shua tova venos. We need it for that. So Rashi actually learns, Shua Tava Venoz means when you sew the kelayim together, the tzemer pishtim together has to be Shua Tava Venoz. Shua means smooth, Tava means spun, and Arug means woven, and Nuz means woven. Those are the three things. And Rashi learns it means when you do it together. Rashi, I read Loshon Rashi, says, it's fixed together, but combed together. Tosfos asks very strong on this. One of his questions are very simple. He says, we know tzitzis is kalayim. What are you doing? You're hanging tchelis on a beged pishtan. If it has to be dafka sewed together, so where's Yeshua Tavanuz there in the kalayim? Obviously, his kalayim does not have to be sewn together and spun together. So therefore, Tosfos says, Yeshua Tavanuz is going on the thread itself. The thread itself has to be thread that's clean from all the impurities, it has to be spun and woven, it has to be woven into a thread, and not just something called leved, which is just like some fibers that are pressed together. That is not called a beged that would have kalayim. Akaponim, tomorrow's kasha, shana is not extra, you need to shuru tovah knows. Are you going to ask me, shana's is extra? You know why? Because in Sefer Vayikra, it says shana's there as well already. Why do you shana's again over here? In Sefer Vayikra, we had this pasuk on yesterday's daf, it says, so we have the pasuk shatnez there. So why do you have to repeat over shatnez now? So it is extra for shul tavnuz and over there. So that the Ritva answer is that I've just said the parash in the Yikra where there it says a lashon of. There's this lashon of loyala in Sefer Vayikra, loyala alecha. So we'd say dafka b'halah, which is not such a regular levisha. There it needs shuru tavanos. Maybe here below silbash, where it's a regular levisha, there doesn't need shuru tavanos. Therefore, we have to repeat over this pasuk here, so it's not extra. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's extra. The kula mashatnas nafka. If it just wanted to say the din, the extra word, it could have said kalayim. But since it changes from kalayim to shatnes, we daras in shuru tavanos because you use lashon shatnes. But avada, this whole word is extra. Man, the whole word is extra. But since it didn't say kalayim, it said shatnez, so that's when we know shuru tavanos. So finally, akapanam, we got to this point that we know asei derechalei sasa is from tzitzis. That kalayim is derecha tzitzis is the makar asei derechalei sasa. Either the makar is because the makar is because of smuchin, and either the mufne is because tzema or pishtin is extra, or finally over here, because the word shatnez is extra, and the reason why Darshan Shuru Tavanos is because it could have said Kalayim as the extra word, and since it says Shatnez as the extra word, that teaches us that you need Shuru Tavanos because it didn't say the extra word as being Kalayim, it used the extra word as Shatnez.